Current State on 90.5 WKAR. I'm Mark Bayshore. Thank you for joining us today. Every week, Current State's Neighbors in Action segment highlights the work of a volunteer-driven organization working to make a difference in Lansing or mid-Michigan. This week, the segment is a little different. An Okemos man wants to create an organization over a cause he feels passionately about. Mid-Michigan is home to about 700 refugees from countries like Bosnia, Turkey, and Iraq. Providing the material support they need is always a challenge, and that includes housing. Tom Dye has fond memories of his time living in MSU's Spartan Village apartments, and he thinks the complex would be a great place to welcome refugees to their new lives in America. I spoke with Tom Dye about his idea. We were joined by Dr. Farha Abbasi, an assistant professor of psychiatry at MSU, known for her study of the mental health of immigrants and refugees. I first asked Tom Dye why Spartan Village should be repurposed as refugee housing.
The idea got started when I learned that Spartan Village Apartments was going to shift their housing to other areas and that the apartments would be closed. And it made me think of what a unique place Spartan Village is. 40 years ago, I came to Spartan Village to teach and also to bring my family to learn and live there. It recreated my family, and it recreated all of those families who were around me. There was an experience, a shared experience, that we became open to each other, and as a result, changed.
That's what you mean when you say it recreated your family?
Yeah, one of the things that I did while I was there that I had the good fortune to do was I worked on a mathematics and hypermedia project, which was to explore student understanding. And from that experience, we looked at children on a longitudinal study. And we found that those children were very successful because they were more open to exploration of ideas, because they judged things not so much on the outside, but on the inside. And an anthropologist named Ruth Asim first talked to us at Spartan Village Elementary when I got there about how being here allows families to recreate themselves, to feel safe, to feel nurtured, and to feel wanted, to give people hope. And that's something that I think is unique to Spartan Village Apartments history, is the idea of hope.
Farha Abbasi, last month you participated in a refugee symposium here at MSU. Your presentation focused on building an integrative model for refugee resettlement. What do you think of what Tom is proposing?
Mark, I'm myself an immigrant, a new American, but I feel I was Spartan forever. What's happening is when the refugees are finally resettled, they are settled in locations which are not in healthy environments. Like what Tom is saying, that if you want them to recreate themselves or integrate into the culture, you need to provide them a safe, secure, and healthy environment. So I was also thinking, like, what if we have this model where federal agencies combine with the academic universities? Because academic universities have all these facilities. They can train these refugees. They can provide mental health, physical health. They can train them, teach them vocational abilities. So that's why I think it was an ideal setup when Tom started talking about this integrative project, and that's the model I already was promoting, that community, stakeholders, federal agencies, and the academic universities should come together, pool these their resources, and develop these models.
We're talking today about a proposed plan to create residential units and services for 10 refugee families at Spartan Village Apartments on the Michigan State University campus. My guests are Dr. Farha Abbasi, assistant professor of psychiatry here at MSU. Also with me, Tom Dye, a proponent of refugee housing here in East Lansing. Tom, you're envisioning a college or a department here at MSU essentially supervising volunteers who would work with the refugees on a regular basis. Tell us more about what you have in mind.
To my knowledge, no university is providing housing for refugees. Now, Spartan Village is unique in a number of ways. In the first way, many of the complexes are in the shape of a C. So when you go into the complex, you see your neighbors, you hear your neighbors, you smell what your neighbors are cooking. You're not isolated. You're part of a community. And then in many of those apartments, there's a shared playground. So young people then have a chance to play together, and parents have a chance to play together and be together. Then you have a shared laundry. So the laundry, again, is another opportunity to communicate and not be an isolate. Along in Spartan Village, there's a community center. Refugees come with, just as we do, with different needs. It's important for that, for a person to take strength from their culture. A community center offers that. Also, there's the idea of having a central place for our care agencies to be able to deliver services to that population and thus save time. There's also something that Michigan has, which is a unique history, and that's their success with students of international cultures. And there's a special term for it at MSU. But they do a unique job of helping those students to navigate and translate in order to be successful at the college. Navigation through social services and translation are very important. And Michigan State has a strong history in that, along with a powerful transportation system that is close by. You have a bus hub, you have a train station, and then on top of that, you have a number of faith organizations which are very close to those residents.
Spartan Village is set to close next year. How can you get this thing moving faster or sooner as opposed to later?
I think two things are necessary. One is that a college within the university would be willing to provide an advisor, a faculty member to supervise services, to supervise volunteers. That is one issue. Another issue is money. The search for public and private funds. Why money is so confusing to me is that currently there are 500,000 deportation cases that are pending. We have 33,000 people today in cells awaiting deportation proceedings at a cost of $120 per cell. We spend money for incarceration, but we're not spending money for rejuvenation.
Farha, is there an educational opportunity here for the university that would make sense to get MSU involved in this?
Absolutely, Mark. So first thing I realized as an immigrant that teachers do become the first responders to the new immigrants that come into the country. And a lot of responsibility comes on the teachers to help them navigate the system. So think of it in the terms of Michigan State University. We do have two medical schools here, and we do send these medical students to get, they travel and to work with these refugee population. So this will be a unique chance for the medical students to have come in contact with this population. Other thing is, think of education department, business department. You have social work department. You have psychiatry department. So I'm a psychiatry faculty, and what we are doing is we are already working on a similar project in Jordan, with where we will, Michigan State will collaborate with the local stakeholders to develop a refugee rehabilitation center where social services would be provided, educational, vocational, and mental health and physical health services would be provided.
What's next in the process, Tom?
Well, that's the difficulty, is where we take our next step. If the university would help to look at grant writing to see if there are opportunities to bring in federal and private money to begin a small study and to see if that could be expanded. It's hard because refugees receive financial aid for 3 months. And in after that time, then they have, they're responsible then, and which I don't have the knowledge base to explain what that means to a family because I haven't experienced it. of making contacts, for example, with the Chamber of Commerce, Lansing Community College, which is just down the street, about finding where areas of needs for jobs are so people can be directed towards those and that they can be embraced in the community monetarily as well as emotionally.
Farha, given those challenges here, what do you think of the prospects here?
So it's sad that when we talk about refugee health or refugee integration process, we inadvertently are promoting impermanence and insecurity instead of working towards making them feel at home and making them viable citizens. So my hope is that we are able to generate more interest in this. One thing is, what comes first? Does the funding come first and the project and the university participation comes later, or is it going to be university participation come first and then we go look for funding through the federal agencies? But I have been talking to some federal agencies as well. So the funding is there. I do think this is a very unique idea, which, and also a very viable and mutually beneficial project.
We've been talking about a proposed plan to create housing and related services for 10 refugee families at Spartan Village Apartments on the MSU campus. My guests have been Dr. Farha Abbasi, Assistant Professor of Psychiatry at Michigan State University. Also with me, Tom Dye, a proponent of the plan for refugee housing at Spartan Village Apartments. Thank you both, and good luck.
Thank you, Mark.
Current State is looking for more nominations for our Neighbors in Action feature. Please help us out. Mail us your suggestions to currentstate@wkar.org. Please put Neighbors in Action in the subject line or tweet us at KAR Current State. Tell us a little bit, please, about why you think they should be featured for the great work that they do.